there's a little fella waiting there to be taken home by somebody, the Crystal Bear, for your best short film. Who's going to tell us about this one?
Wir haben uns für einen Kurzfilm entschieden, der es schafft, dem Zuschauer innerhalb weniger Minuten eine komplexe Thematik zu verdeutlichen. Der Film schafft einen Rahmen, den der Zuschauer noch selbst mit eigenen Vorstellungen füllen kann und zum Nachdenken anregt. Mit geschickten Bildern präsentiert dieser Film eine Geschichte, die eine unerwartete Wendung nimmt.
Alright, we have decided on a short movie that illustrates an intricate topic in only a few minutes. The movie creates a frame which spectators then can fill with their own imagination. By that, leaving space for their own interpretation. With subtle imagery, this film tells a story that takes an unexpected turn.
Der gläserne Bär für den besten Kurzfilm geht an.
The Crystal Bear for the best short film goes to Mike. By Petros Silvestris from Great Britain.
I'm Lucien Charles Collier, I play Mike. That's me. Hello.
I am Petros Silvestris. I'm the director of the film.
I'm Murray Woodfield, executive producer and representative of UK Film Festival.
I'm Matt Nelson. I'm the producer of the film from Irresistible Films.
So it's what I've heard is it's the first British movie in the section who got an award, and it's a Crystal Bear. That's great.
Wow, I didn't know that.
Yeah, she said when we were up
I
there.
Didn't know that. I couldn't hear it, obviously, because I was so shocked from the whole thing. I couldn't hear anything, yeah. Wow, wow, that makes it even more special. You know, we are really super happy. We're the first from UK to win this award, and I'm sure our friends there in London, they will be super jubilant about it. Yeah. No.
So, can you tell us a little bit about the story? Who developed the story? Because it leaves us room to think about it, to find out what happened for real. You could see and say, yes, he's responsible for something. You had to deal with loss. And
yeah, I mean, it's one of these films, like, it's difficult to talk too much about it without giving away the ending, because the ending gives a whole new sort of perspective and view of the film in the end. So I would say, in general, it's a film about suppressed feelings, guilt, responsibility. That's what the film is about, I think, more or less, yeah. Do you want to know should I say the story? Or?
Not too much, like you said.
Yeah, well, the story is about Mike, a teenager, Saturday morning. He has to do the most boring job. Instead of sitting at home and watching an amazing football game, his favorite team, he has to drive his little brother Jack to the hairdresser's. So he's absolutely gutted. He can't just stay at home and watch the game. So Jack goes to the hairdresser's and Mike has to wait for him in the car. But when Jack takes too long to return, Mike starts to get really worried and he goes to the salon to find out what happened.
When did you get involved in the story? When did you decide or getting in to be the main actor?
Probably May last year. Was it May?
Around
May last year. And I was lucky enough to come down to Irresistible and audition for them. And I think maybe a week later or something, Petros and indeed everyone else decided that they'd like to see me do Mike. It's been one very exciting and humbling journey, I think, to come from the audition to all the way to Berlin. So, yeah.
He has been one of many, 200 for the casting, 200 people for the casting, 400.
I think like we that. Saw about 50 people. 50 people, yeah.
No, he's, which he's for hundreds of thousands. Hundreds of thousands.
Yeah, well, I think for a short film is a good number, I think. See 50 people, yeah. But yeah, it was a very close call because there were also, you know, a few other very, very good actors, but we saw that Lucien was perfect for Mike. Obviously, the other thing we're trying to do, we wanted to have a resemblance with the mother and the son, because in a short film you don't have too much time to to establish and to convince people that this is a family. So you have to make sure they really kind of resemble each other. So we had to try to match their accents and how they, and their looks and all that. So yeah, that was another issue. So it was a quite puzzling thing. The casting, I would say, was the most important thing in the film to get it right.
So was it a 3-day shot, something like that, or did you?
It was a 2-day shot, but it was a lot of hard work. Felt like 3 or 4, probably.
This man was responsible for having us in a black car in sweltering heat for 8 hours.
But yeah, it was the hottest day in England, like for quite a long time, actually, about 32 degrees or something. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's crazy. And where did the idea come from to the movie?
I think Mari can say a few things about it.
What happens is the UK Film Festival ran a 3-minute film script competition, and the script called Mike won, and then I set about choosing the team that would actually put this together. So I chose Petros first as director, and then together we brought in Matt from Irresistible and the whole Irresistible team, and the rest is hopefully history.
Was it very hard to shoot anything of that beside the temperature? So,
for you to act, for you to shoot?
No, I think everything, well, for me, everything sort of went rather smoothly. Logistics, maybe. Yeah. What about you?
Well, I say that when you have the right people, you have the right cast and the right crew, and the right for this job, it's a very nice, lovely experience. It just happens, you know. Of course, there's logistics and production problems, but in terms of the artistic thing, we didn't struggle. It was all. It did flow really, really well. We had a good DOP. We had a good production designer. The actors were perfect.
Yeah.
So it was quite smooth, and we didn't have to struggle. You only struggle when you don't get the right actor, and then you have to work hard to direct him to get him where you want him. So actually, it was a quite nice experience. Apart from some, obviously, production logistics that every low-budget film has. So, but Matt, I think, can sort of talk a bit more about that.
Yeah, we're still talking about low budget. What was a low budget? So £30,000, something like that?
Okay, so the budget started off at £4,000, but unfortunately we encountered several problems on the shoot where our equipment vehicles didn't pick up all the equipment. They both crashed the vehicles. They then got parking tickets. There was then the equipment that needed to be couriered down to the set. And unfortunately, we chose the busiest weekend in 2013 to shoot Mike. There were 7 feature films being shot over that weekend, as well as a lot of big adverts. So not only was equipment limited, as in availability, but crew was limited. But luckily, we've got some very good friends that we've worked with for many years. And we pulled together a real family tight unit of people that we've known and worked with for a long time. And I think it's, you know, to Petros' earlier point, it really is a collaborative point. You know, we really did all pull together. But that said, the budget did end up doubling. So we ended up spending about £8,000. And then if you want to talk about all the post-production, you know, freebies and all that stuff, you know, if I had to charge this out, if I was making an advert, you'd be looking at something around 70k. So, and we did it for about 8. So I consider that a victory.
So it's a short movie. Is there any possibility that it's going to be in a short movie block in Germany as well, seen on TV somewhere else? Again,
you don't know that yet?
Yeah, well, I guess that's more of a distribution issue. Yeah, we've been talking to a few people about possible distribution before feature films. And yeah, I guess sales to TV stations, but I think we had already a few meetings about potential distribution before a feature film.
So what are you going to do next?
just auditions, hopefully something equally as wonderful as this process has been comes along, and then see what happens. Yeah, so just back to London, back to my job, back to auditions, plugging away.
Yeah, I mean, this is the thing, like when you win an award like this, you probably think, okay, the next thing should be a feature film, right? But so as if you do only shorts to win awards. No, I mean, you never know. If there's a great story and it's short again, why not? Like, it's, we just do stuff that we really like. So, yeah, the size doesn't matter. In this case. So, yeah, probably a feature film, but it, who knows, could be another short. So we'll see. We have a lot to talk about, I guess.
So congratulations again. Hopefully it pushes up the movie in Great Britain again. And everybody wants to see it because it won a Crystal Bear.
Okay, we just want to say thank you to Berlin, to the festival, everyone involved for considering us, and just the great honour.
I think a special thanks has got to go to our young jury, you know, for whom we wouldn't be here today. So, you know, that's a little round of applause for those guys.
Yeah. Well. And definitely the Berlin Film Festival and the head of program Marianne and Florian, that they chose the film, and you know, this is the reason we are here, really. So we definitely thank them.
Yeah. So, thanks for the interview.
The Crystal Bear for the best feature film of the youth jury. Who's going to tell us about this one? Oops.
Eine außergewöhnliche Situation, die uns doch ganz nahe kam. Der diesjährige Winnerfilm ist überraschend und berührend. Es ist ein Film über Familie und Identitätssuche, in dem die Protagonisten trotz alles Konflikte stets durch ihre Liebe zueinander verbunden sind. Die bewegende Geschichte wird hierbei in einem faszinierenden Rahmen erzählt und besticht durch starke Charaktere, Witz, clevere Ideen und viel Feingefühl.
The situation is exceptional but familiar. This year's winning movie is both surprising and touching. It is a movie about family and the quest for identity, and despite all the conflicts, the protagonists stay connected through their love to each other. The moving story is presented in a fascinating structure and convinces with strong characters, humor, clever ideas, and sensitivity. And the winner is...
Der diesjährige Winner des Gläsernen Bären für den besten Film ist 52 Tuesdays.
Hey! I'm floored, completely shocked, and really thrilled because it was so exciting to show the film here in this program, and all through the festival I was saying how amazing it was to have teenagers seeing our film, and it's something that I feel in Australia we would never be able to do, is to show teenagers this film, and I'm so thrilled that you guys loved it, and I've loved talking to every single person that's come up to me, and particularly the young people, so thank you so much. I do want to thank my beautiful, very generous cast, many of whom are standing there, and Brian, cinematographer, editor, producer, and Matt, writer and producer, and our producer back home, Beck, as well, and of course the South Australian Film Corporation, and Marianne and Florian, and all the team here. Thank you. Thank you so much.
My name is Tilda Cobham-Hervey, and I play the character of Billy throughout the film.
My name's Imogen Archer, and I play the character Jasmine in 52 Tuesdays.
My name is Sam Altosen, and I play the character of Josh in 52 Tuesdays.
How do you feel now?
So excited, that's all I can say. A bit shaky. And excited, of course.
Yeah, pretty stunned. It's pretty unexpected, but good.
At first, I've only seen a great movie. But then when you walked on stage the first time and you told, oh, we shot it in 1 year, it was 52 Tuesdays, I thought, that's a crazy idea. How could you cope with that? So you had no holidays for 1 year or something like that?
I was completing year 12 at the same time, so in my final year of school. So there wasn't a lot of holiday time anyway. So it was sort of quite a good time to do a film like that, I think. But it was so much fun that it sort of, I don't think holidays were needed. We all had such fun together. I don't think we needed a break. It was sad to let it go. Yeah. It was the holiday.
It just kind of became part of our life. You know, it was like just some part of the week, every week for a year. Well, not for all of us, but for Tilly, especially every week for a year. And yeah, it was almost like another class or just another get together with your friends to catch up and also make a film at the same time.
I think also because it was our first time ever filming and acting in a film, we kind of just, we just thought that was how it's done. We kind of just went with it. But yeah, no, it was really incredible. It being shot though every Tuesday for a year, at least we had, you know, you have like a few days off, but it's still on your mind all the time. But, you know, it's incredible. I think I know.
So when did you get your scripts, your lines, or was there room for improvising as well?
We definitely talked about the scripts a lot, and because the script was only, they were only like 6 weeks ahead at any point in time, the script often changed according to what was going on in our own lives. But we got the script a week before, so we got it at the end of that day of shooting, we'd get our script for the next week. So it was kind of like, the only way I can describe it is like living in a choose-your-own-adventure novel or something. The only time that that was particularly difficult was when they tried to get me to play tennis, and I'm really terrible at sport. That was probably the worst time of the only knowing a week before, because I couldn't get my skills up in time. But yeah, it was great fun.
It's the same for you, or different?
Well, I guess because Josh in the film, Sam in real life, were not in as many. We still got it a week ahead, but it was kind of weird because you'd kind of go, you'd slip back into your normal life, and then it was like you'd suddenly get this email and you'd check it and be like, oh,
yeah.
I'm Jasmine, that's right. Oh, gosh.
Yeah, I've got to do this other thing. Oh, God.
Yeah, but... I don't know, it was weird. It was really amazing, the chemistry between us, because the minute we'd be on set, we'd just, you know, get back into character immediately, and yeah, it was great. Yeah.
Yeah, it was a never-ending story it did end eventually, but in the time it felt like a never-ending story because it just kept going and kept being part of your life. But yeah, it was always a bit surprising, you know, what was around the corner, what are our characters going to do next, and all of that kind of stuff. So
were you guys hanging around together all the time in between as well, and say, okay, let's do some rehearsal? Or
it's actually quite an odd coincidence that I've been best friends with Imogen since I was 5, and I sat next to Sam from like the beginning of high school until year 12. So we actually all kind of knew each other, and we all attended the same high school, except Imogen was a year older. So we did know each other quite well, and that was excellent because we were really comfortable with each other. And it also made some things quite hard, because to play other people around each other when we knew each other so well at times felt quite odd.
Was there any moment when you were troubled and said, oh, do I really need to play this right now? Or...
There were moments doing things, I think, with each other that we wouldn't do in our normal relationships.
Yeah, it was weird because it was like we'd already formed this relationship and we already had this connection that we'd formed from an early age, and then suddenly to change it and be like, oh, okay, so this is how I'd react to something that she would say, when normally I'd kind of, you know, I maybe wouldn't be as harsh, or I wouldn't
like
be
if
as
you hadn't met
soft.
Them,
yeah,
because we've known each other since we were 5. To suddenly go like, now act as if you've just met each other was kind of a switch. But after that, I think it helped so much because the conversations, like none of that, the work was already done to form the closeness and the comfortability with each other. So it made working together like just that bit easier. There was already like quite a language between us about what we felt comfortable with.
Yeah, and there was always a sense of family and friendship with all of the rest of the cast and crew as well. So there was no points where we didn't feel comfortable, you know, hanging out with each other, both on set and off set. And off set, you know, in between the shoots, you know, if we did catch up, we'd talk about it and go, oh, you know, that shit was crazy, or, you know. So there was a lot of fun sort of in between us outside of the film as well, yeah.
What I think is great, it's shown at the Berlinale and 14-plus section. That means a lot of younger audience, older audience, are completely mixed, young adults, 14 years old, 15 years, 16 years. What do you think about a theatre in Australia? Would it be possible to show that film there, that movie there?
No, we are so excited that it's in this program, because in Australia, I think from what we've learnt recently, is that the ratings are generally much harsher, and it feels quite... you know, very exciting that 14-year-olds are invited to watch such material, because really they should, because it's not far off their age. So it feels really exciting, and particularly that young people are going to see it is really exciting, because there's not as much of a culture in that in Australia, I don't think, at the moment. But hopefully this will bring it.
Yeah, and something, I mean, it's about kids their age, and, you know, 14 plus, it's around that age that we're kind of targeting, and I don't even know what I'm saying right now.
Yeah, not necessarily targeting, but the movie definitely revolves around young teenagers, and I think for some teenagers that don't experience super different lives, to be able to witness even just a glimpse of just 1 year of these other kids, these characters that we played, and to see their lives, I think it helps give young people a lot of perspective on their own lives and a lot of perspective on what it's like to be a youth in different circumstances.
Are you going on in acting?
That's a very good question. We've been asked that a lot recently, and I think I've always grown up doing versions of performance and have always been really involved in the
stage
arts.
Performances?
Circus, weirdly how I started, and really enjoy visual art and stuff as well. But I love the medium of film, and I love the idea of storytelling. So yes, if it can continue, I'll definitely give it a good crack.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I mean, when I was younger, I did dance for 10 years, and I guess that's what kind of made me feel comfortable on stage and, you know, in the camera. But yeah, I'd love to continue it. Yeah, it was really amazing experience.
If I got offered another acting job, I definitely wouldn't decline it. But in the future, I intend to be behind the camera, maybe writing, directing, producing, I don't mind. Cinematography has always been a big passion of mine, but anything in the film industry, I would be very happy doing.
Okay. So maybe one last question. It's only about what did you laugh most, what did you hate most? So.
Gosh.
Last question, but difficult one.
Yeah. I mean, it was such an overwhelming experience that it's to that point when it's a year of your life, and in those formative years of you, I literally grew up over those years. Like, I don't know the girl I was before I started this, and I don't know who I'd be without it. So I think generally the whole thing was totally life-changing and incredible, and I think that was definitely the best bit. The worst bit? I don't know. I don't know if I've got a worst bit. I think it was definitely hard. We got questioned all the time, and living your life like that for a year, and especially during year 12, and like at that time in your life, it did get difficult, but I think that's also what made it wonderful. So I don't have any bits that I disliked, no.
I think that partially the challenge of it is what made it a very wonderful experience, because it pushed your own boundaries and it pushed your own confidence and what you could do with yourself. But the entire experience was such a friendly, as I say, almost family-like, beautiful experience. So it was just really good the whole time.
Yeah. I think, the amazing part of it was being able to escape from reality. You know, being someone new for a change, which was really amazing to try out, especially us, you know, never acting before. It became easier and easier. Of course, at the start, it's sort of like, oh, okay, I'm just kind of feeling this new body that I'd never felt before and this new personality. But then as it progressed, it felt so natural to turn in, you know, to be Jasmine or Billy or Josh. But then that was also difficult because... at the start, it's hard to go, hey, this is a whole different relationship that I have with these people. And, of course, like, confronting scenes that we had as a group that definitely, you know, tested our friendship.
Yeah, it was interesting. Yeah,
yeah, but we talked about it a lot. You know, we talked about what we felt comfortable with doing and what we didn't. And we, you know, agreed what, you know... We came to an agreement, and, you know, so everything that we did in the film, we felt comfortable with doing. So, yeah.
That's very great. So, is it going to be shown in Australia in cinemas?
Yeah, it's got an Australian release that happens, I think, in April. So we're very excited about that.
And
I think maybe May. I'm not sure what it's rated yet. That's a very good question. I'll be very intrigued to see that. I hope not too high. I mean, the thing I always found profound is that violence is sort of okay. Like, my 9-year-old brother can watch anything with a gun in it, but anything with sexual content or anything is, like, not okay. So we'll see. It'll be really interesting to see what it gets rated there. But hopefully it goes well. It'll be great to show it around our side of the world. So, yeah, we're very excited.